We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Daf Tazayin Abayis, and we're starting on top of the Amud. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Ho'imu l'chaveroi, sodozu shani l'keach. A person tells his friend, I'm going to buy a property, and I'm going to buy it. When I buy it, it's sold to you from today. It's knuya to you from today. The halacha is a koina. Because this man Yama holds, it sounds like that you could sell a dover shaloi ba l'oilam. That's what it sounds like. You could sell something you didn't buy yet, but I still could sell it even though I don't get it yet. Now what's Lashon Ma'achshav? So Tosfos Amud Aleph speaks out that the truth is, before he actually buys it, the Lekeach still could be Chayzer, because you didn't buy it yet. But the Kinyan, if you say Ma'achshav, then even though the Kinyan is not around anymore, it still works. For example, if the Shtar will be ripped up or lost, the Lach is, since he said Ma'achshav, the Kinyan will work since he said Ma'achshav. So here, Rav Huna Marav is Bechadish, that I say, I'm going to buy a property in the next town, you know, over the next few weeks. I'm selling it to you from today. The halacha is, it's a good sale. It makes sense that Rav's halacha is only by, he says, stam a property. But if he says that specific property, loy, mechir does not work. Why? Because who said the guy will sell it to him? How are you so sure you're getting that exact property? Bishlam, you say you're going to get a property. Yeah, it's pretty, you can be pretty confident you get some kind of property. But dafka, that property, mechatesa, who said you need all to get it? And therefore, he holds it does not work. That's what Rav says. But v'alekim amar Rav, he says, with a shvua, that Rav said it even, I feel it by sadazu. Even by sadazu. Why? Because mechti, Rav keman amal shmaitza. Who's Rav saying his shmaitza like? Kerameya. To amma oda mak dovash oil. He's saying like the man, the amma holds mak dovash oil. The tanya, unta rebraisa. What's Rameya shita? We know that if you give an Isha who's not Jewish, a Kedushin, it's not Tchal. But here the case was, you went over to Isha, and she's not a Ger yet, not a Geris yet. Or he's still a guy. Either way. And he says, here's Kedushin, after I become a Ger, and she's Jewish right now, after I become a Ger, or after you become a Ger, it should be a Chal, the Kedushin. The halacha is, it works according to Rameya. After I become a ger, after you become a geris, or lachash tachare. Right now I'm ever Kanani, I can't do kedushin, and I'm doing kedushin now. Afterwards, lachash tachare. After I become free, lachash yom is bailech. Now you're married, kedushin doesn't work. But I'll give you kedushin now after your husband dies. Lachash yachas avivivech. After you get chalitza from your vava, lachash tomas achoseich. Or I'm married to her sister, and if I can't make kedushin on her, I'm saying after the sister dies. All these cases, the Tanakam holds in a mikdashas. Why? Because davash loy ba'alim not kaina. Ramei oime mikdashas. Ramei says it does work. Why? Because makna davash loy ba'alim. Va'isha k'sada zu damya. Aisha is like sada zu, because here, who said she's gonna become a gyaris? Who said someone's gonna free her? Who said all these things? Not be yadai. And still we say, that's Mekadeshas. You see, Ramei holds Mekadeshas even though it's not 100% B'yodah. Like the Rishonim speak out, Rava held that it really can't be Makna Dovah Shlo B'Alem. The only way you can do it is only if it's B'yodah, only if it's possible to do it. Therefore, Rava said, Sodah Stam is B'yodah. I could buy any property. That property, who said I could buy? But we know Rav holds in other places like Rameir, or the Makna Dovah Shlo B'Alem. If he holds like Rameir, then even without B'yodah, it'll work. And therefore here, even if I say Sotazu, it will work. That's the cheshbon. We know that Rav holds a grammar. And therefore, we said it'll work even if it's not beyond it. So tomorrow, back to lost stars. Omer Shmuel, Hamoitzi Shtar Hakno B'Shuk. A Shtar Hakno again means that you write a Shtar, and in the Shtar, not only does it say that Reuven owes Shimon money, but they made a kinyan that Reuven's properties will be meshubed from today. That's called shtar akna. So Amar Shmuel, hamoyti shtar akna b'shuk yachziru lebayim. If you find shtar akna in the street, you don't assume that it's paid up. You give it back to the bayim. You give it back to the malva. Maybe it was written by the loiva and he never borrowed the money. Dimashum the cost of loiva is a lava. Hashab and Avshay, once you make a akna, what the loiva is doing is, he's being makna his nechosim to the malva and making a shibud, even without the hava. Therefore, you're not worried about that. Maybe it was paid up. Bimashim parayin. Loichashin leparayin. Why not chayshav parayin? Demisa the paray, if he paid up, mikra avakarle. The first thing you do when you pay up, when the loiver pays up, he gets the star back, he rips it up. And therefore, if it's a lost star, we can assume it belongs to the malva, and we're not worried that the havah didn't happen, because the star akana. Star akana means that he was makne a shibud on his chosim on the spot. Om Rav Nachman, Abba men Sifri Dain Mar Shmuel Hava. My father was one of the Sifri Dain, one of the secretaries in the Bezdin of Shmuel Hava. Vavina kvar shisav kvar sheva. I was around 6 or 7. But the charna, and I remember that the machzir used to announce, "Vamar hani shtaira kanaisa the mishtak b'shukah." If you find a shtar akana in the shuk, the adrenal morav, give it back to the bialim. So I'm not sure what the Gemara is adding on with the story. The Yavetz actually asks the question that was bothering me, the Lechera, how you believed when you're 6, 7 years old. It says, you don't bring a raya from when something you said when you were cotton. So he says, sometimes you do believe him, could be like a Masiach V'tumah type of idea, you do believe him sometimes. But I guess Rav Nachman is supporting this Shita of Shmuel. He's saying, we take practice the Shita. I remember by the Bezdin, they practice the Shmuel Shita. And they used to give back Shtari Akna. Amrav Amram, Afa Na Na Mitnina. I could also bring a Raya from a Mishnah. What does Mishnah say later on? Kol Ma'isa Bezdin, Areze Yachze. Every Ma'isa Bezdin, you give back. Ma'isa Bezdin, Pashtos, we think now means any star that was Makuyim in Bezdin, and has a Hempik on the bottom saying that we analyze a star, and it's a true star. And the Loch is that you're not Makayim a star only with Fnei Baldin, so we know for sure there was a Hava happening, because if you would have just wrote the star without making an actual Hava, they would never do Kiyam stars. So that's why it's a Maisa Bez, and the law is to give it back. I Chesha Parayin. I'm a Lechashina Parayin. It says, I've arrived from Mishnah, not Chesha Parayin. Why? The Mishnah says, every Maisa Bez, then you return back to the Bailam. Why? Maybe you paid up. Obviously, you don't do a Chesha Parayin. It's a Raya to Shmuel Shita. Omle Rab Zera. Rav Zera says, no, Mishnah is not a Raya. Mishnah is not talking about a regular star that has a hempik on it, which means that it has a kiyam on it. It's not what I'm talking about. Only Rav Zera, Mastiste Mishtori Chalatosa, Badr Chosa, Lavne Prayinu. That Mishnah says, Maisa Bezdin, it's talking about a whole different thing. What we're talking about there is a star Adrachta or a star Chalatosa, which means we have a case where a guy does not want to pay up his loans. He doesn't want to pay. So what we do is we write a star Adrachta, which means we let the Malva go down to his properties to collect properties. And we write a star. You could pick out a property. Chal Tosa means after he gets the property, we write a star that he got the property. So here, we're not talking about a star chayv that's a possible paroyin. Here, it's a star that says you collect from that property. So therefore, there's nothing to be chayshish for. There's no paroyin, shayla here. It's a star saying I can collect from your property. So there, such a star, you give back to the bayil. That's what we're talking about. It's not a raya that we're not choshel praying. If I had to find a star hava that says Reuven owes Shimon money, you don't give it back to Shimon because maybe Reuven paid up. But here it means that we gave a star for Shimon that he could collect the Reuven's property that we give back to Shimon. It's not you can't pray, but Amri Adoy Shuma Hoda Tracy Yarkishosa. Now this is a chiddush. Let's say here, Reuven didn't want to pay the loan. So they gave Shimon a star drachta, and Shimon identified a property, and he collected the property. So this is his property, right? The law is up to a year afterwards, if Reuven comes with money, he has to give back the property to Reuven. So L'chaira here, maybe what happened was, Reuven in the middle of that year gave you money, and he gave you the money. And then, and now the star is useless. It doesn't really belong to Shimon anymore because he's paid it. That's the Mar's kasha. Even more, that forever you could be paid it. So Chayra here, maybe he was paid it. So what's pshat? You give it back. The reason over there is that minon iuhu the opposite of they say, no pshat by shtar adrachta there. Why do we say there, we give it back to the bialim? Because the answer is, and we'll explain this as we read the Gemara, that there if Shimon was, because if actually Reuven was paid his property from Shimon, if he was paid back the property, he should have told Shimon to rip up that shtar. Give him the shtar, I'll rip it up. In the parei, you boil him a cry of the shtar, either rip up the shtar, and if he doesn't want to give back the shtar, in Nami, the mikhtav shtar, achrina eloy. Then write another star write another shtar, a shtar mechira. Why? He used to say, what, a shtar mechira? We're not making a mechira. So Gemara, no, because really is a new mechira. Why? The Medina Arul Ebrahim had that. Really, Shimon, once he collected that for his chayyah, he doesn't have to give it back. Umashum vasisa yashiva atoy b'ne Hashem, because of fin v'shur esadin, the Rabbanu umasakin, hudam Rabbanu, and teheder. It should be returned. So therefore, it's really hilkum ratio with the kazavan. It's really buying it back now. So boyle mikum shtar zvini. So therefore, now that you didn't demand a shtar zvini or to rip up the shtar drachta, so you are afzer nafshe. But gabi shtar chayiv, mayi kilameimar. But gabi shtar chayiv, what are you going to say? Im isa de pare, what are you going to say if he would have paid off a boyle mikrayel shtar? He should rip up a shtar. Emar. Maybe the Malva says, oh, I don't have a star. I'll bring it to tomorrow. I'll give it tomorrow. The Hashem says, I don't have it with me now. Or the Malva is holding it because who pays for the star? The Loiv is supposed to pay for the star. In this case, the Malva pays for the star. He says, you know what? I'm not giving back the star until you pay for it. And therefore, the Hashem is holding on to it. So therefore, here, it's not Yudav Safshe. You have no choice. You have no recourse. You couldn't write a new star Mechira. So therefore, you have no recourse. And therefore, It's not a raya that it's not yudaf safshay, and therefore maybe over there you are chayish leparay. Freitz the rishonim as pashtakasha, just like by the case of adrachta we say you should write a new star mechira if you can't get the star back. So why over here don't you write a shaver, a receipt? Tell the guy, you know what, oh, you didn't have a star. Write me a receipt that I paid up the chayiv. We're saying by chayiv, we're saying don't yudaf safshay. Why don't you ask to write a receipt, just like you write a new star mechira? Which means like this. We have Reuven and Shimon. Okay? Reuven owes money to Shimon. So Reuven, so if he collected Reuven's property, we say that, and Shimon's star, so Reuven should have, when Reuven was paid to the property, Reuven should have asked for a star mechira. And since he didn't, so then we consider it still belongs to Shimon. So Ba'ava also, let's say that here, Reuven, when he paid up, why he should have asked for a receipt from Shimon, and since he didn't, let's give it back to Shimon. So what's the difference between a receipt and a shtar mechira? That's what Shainim asked. So Shainim answer that a person doesn't want a shaver, doesn't have to watch a shaver. The best thing he always wants to rip up that shtar, to rip up the shtar. That's the best thing he wants to do. But Shainim by shtar adrach, the shtar chalata, those cases there, he anyway has to save the shtar because the guy can always bring Edim that he collected that property for. Shimon always bring Edim, he collected that property for the Choy. And if he always need a ripped up star to bring a Raya or a new star Mechira, he always need a Raya anyway, he has to save something anyway, so he should have asked for a new star Mechira. Ayin and Mukyesev, how he explains it. Now, I just want to point out one more thing. Here at the Gemara answer, we're talking about Shtar Chalatosa Vadrachta, Labne Proinin. We said it's not Bnei Proinin, why not? Because a Shtar Chalata means that Shimon collect the property. What's Shaykh Proin? We're asked Shaykh Proin because he paid it. But that's what can't Shaykh Proin. The only question is by a drachta just means I give the malva a right to analyze the properties. There you can have Proin. So Tysus asks his kasha, the second Tysus from the top, and therefore he brings down some Gir Cesar that you take out the word adrachta. It all just means a star chal tasa. So I'm Rav Avo, I'm Rav Yechanan. If you find a star chayv in the street, even though it says kiyum stars on the bottom, lo yachziru lebaim, shouldn't give it back. Shouldn't give it back because maybe it was paid up. If it doesn't have a hempik, it's pashut. Because maybe he never even took the loan. He just wrote the star before the loan. Even if there's a kiyum stars in it, then we know the loan is done already. But still, you shouldn't give it back. Why? This shita is not like the shita of Shmuel before. This shita holds you are choshes leperoin. Even in the case where there's a hempik, we are choshes leperoin. This mishnah that we brought before, kol ma'isa bezdin hareza yachsi, you give it back to the bialim. What do you mean? What happened to choshes leperoin? Ma'isa bezdin, we thought it means that has a hempik. It says you give it back to the malva. Why? Maybe you paid up. Amalei. So he answered, this is Rabbi Vo's memra, and Rabbi Yirmi asked the kashos. He says, Amalei, Yirmi Abri, Yirmi are my sons, Losh Techiba. Loi kol ma'ase bezdin shavim. Not every bezdin is shavim. Elik agoyin shehuchsa kafrin. The case over here was that it was a huchsa kafrin already here. this loiv already, at a different time, we caught him lying, and therefore when he says parati, we don't believe him in this case. Because he's a chusuk kafrin. And Tosha speaks out, even, wait a second, no, so he said, he told Yirmiyah, what do you mean? The Maisa Bezdin, the case was there, it was chusuk kafrin. You think because he made it, he's one time a liar, so now we don't believe him anymore. Separati, and that Taisa speaks out that even though we do, it's true we do. If in the same moment we catch him lying once, he's not believed Parati anymore. But here, since it fell on the floor, it's mucha milsa that looks like it was maybe paid up. So therefore, why shouldn't he believe Parati? First of all, it fell down, so it's lost. And second of all, he's saying Parati. Why is it not believed? Aye, so what's pshat in the Mishnah? It says Kol Ma'is Bezdin Harezayach. So why do you give it back? Elam Arava Mastisim Mishtar Chal Tosav Adrach Tegrab Zayir. Like my answer before, to my special Mishtar, where there's no chshash Peroin, it was a star that said I collected the money. I collected the money already. That's why there is no chshash. So Akapana, what we're saying is like this: we have a machlokes really if you chayish the Peroin not, and the Mishnah of Kol Ma'is Bezdin that Yachzir is not a raya because we want something else where it's not a chshash Peroin. So much star chal tasa. So talk to more of Aita, the Kafrin, Hove also Yodin, once you mention Kafrin in passing, name by Milsa. I'm going to say something about a Kafrin. Kafrin means someone who's a convicted lawyer. The Omer Rav Yosef Bar Yoyim, Yorav Nachman, Omer Loi, now the Bezdin has two Lashonis that they use when they say to go pay. One Lashon is Tsei Tein Loi, that's a very strong Lashon. That means the verdict is done, and not only that, I'm saying go pay him. There's another verdict that says, we come out with a verdict, chayiv atalitle. Chayiv atalitle doesn't mean go pay right now, which means, chayiv atalitle means we came out with the verdict and we still have to put it into practice. So, Bezin says to the guy, say tainloi, go pay him, and then the next day, va'ama parati, then the loiva claims it was paid up, and so Loka is neman with a shvur sasis. He's neman to say parati, even though he schlepped the malva to Bezin and made him go to Bezdin, didn't pay him right away. But now the Bezdin told him, Tsei Tein Loi, which means go pay. There's no choice about this. So we believe him that he's paid with a shvur. Bo Malva Lichtoi, then Kais from Nezloi. If the Malva wants to come write a Shtar Drachta, we don't let. The guy's believed to say he paid. But if Bezdin just said, Chayiv Atlitin Loi, he didn't say Lashon Tsei, he said Chayiv, which means the verdict is Chayiv. But Omar, and then he claims the next day, Parati, ain't a Neman. He's not Neman with a shvur. Rashi explains, the Malvik could swear and take. Why? Because since you brought him to Bezdin, it's not the derech that he pays after Chayiv Atlitle. Remember, Chayiv Atlitle is not, it's just a verdict. It's not telling you to go to Maisa, practical, to go pay. So this guy is not a big tzaddik. He doesn't want to pay right away. He doesn't pay till the last minute, till he says Seitein Loi. And therefore, he's not so Nema. So Chayiv Atlitle, if Amma Parati, ain't Nema, Bom Malvik, the Malvik says he didn't pay. You could write a star drachta. But the Gemara says, Rav Zimshay, Rachman Amar, no, not true. Bein Tzei Tein Loi, Bein Chayiv Atlit Loi, either Psak Bezdin of Tzei or Chayiv, Vama Prati Neman. You're believed. If you say you Prati Neman, what is Shua? What is Shua says? Vama Avalichta, Vain Kaisu Neman, you don't write a star drachta. So when do we say a chilik, a difference between Tzei and Chayiv? Eliik a flugi, Hachir a flugi. When you can make a difference between Tzei and Chayiv is in this following case. If Bezdin says, go pay him, which means this is a final, final practical verdict, go pay. Then he claims he paid up. And Edom are made, they didn't pay up. What does it mean Edom made, they didn't pay up? So Rashi is a little bit shver. Rashi says that Edom say that we asked him to pay and he didn't pay. So then already it's Hoksa Kafrin. The Rosh asks on that. I'll read the Rosh inside. The Rosh asks, that why is that called Huxa Kafrin? Why is it called convicted lawyer? It says, V'teima, huloimar, v'chishos le paro miyad, Huxa Kafrin, because he didn't pay right away, he's Huxa Kafrin, shem loy hoy loy moyer, s'achach, and shnam loy moyer, paro loy. So therefore, Dr. Rosh, shuk nero li lefara, sh'om loy eidem, v'shosh shat oimer sh'parat, you said you paid yesterday at 2 o'clock, you were with us in a certain restaurant, I know you didn't pay at that time. So here we have a case, by tseitein loy, he claims he paid, and eidem ameyid, they didn't pay. The loch is Huxa Kafrin loy s'mamayim. And he can't, he's not believed anymore to say Parati without Edom. He's not believed anymore. He's already convicted lawyer in this money. He can't, he's not Neman to say Parati anymore. But if Bezdin only said Chayiv Atlitin Loi, not say Va'ama Parati, and then he claims it was paid. Ve'edom, he knows Shloi Parat, Edom said he never paid up. like Rosh and Rashi, what the case was, we come to convict the lawyer, because of Pratin, after he says, and then afterwards again he says he paid, he's not considered a kafrin. Why timer? Since Bezdin only said chayiv, he's trying to push it off, because he says maybe Bezdin will find a heter for me. My time is to mute the kumashtamine. Savar, he says, Adam ma'ayni be Rabbanam din. Let Rabbanam still be ma'ayin my din, and they're not finalized yet. And therefore, I'm pushing it off. So he marks it like this, that I'll tell you chiluk in say and chayiv. In the case where he said parati, and Adam said you're lying, could he say parati afterwards in Neman? We know what halacha is, that a loyv is never to say parati. We're talking about here, that it wasn't a malva b'shtar, it was a milva peh. He's never to say parati. So that's halacha. So here, are you Neman or not? So it's saying, if he's convicted lawyer, he's not Neman to say parati. But the Gemara makes exception. That if it's chayiv atlid, might not say, theory could say, the reason why I lied is, I was trying to push it down the road here. I was going to see if Bezdin would come up with a heter. And therefore, in such a case, you are still Neman Prati even after you lie. It's not considered a huksa kafrin. That's the Gemara's b'mechalot in chayiv atlid loy and say. That's the chilek. Say means a final verdict. Chayiv is not such a final verdict.